The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
I'm joined by Ujoma Ochai, the Managing Director of CC Hub. Welcome. Tell us about CC Hub and what your vision to achieve in Namibia entails.
CC Hub is a Pan-African innovation ecosystem enabler. That's what we like to describe ourselves as. We were set up in 2010, originally in Nigeria, to stimulate the application of technology for African prosperity. Even from when we started, we knew that we wanted to be Pan-African and we knew we wanted to support technology application across the continent. And so that's what we still do. We now work across something like 40 countries with entrepreneurs across something like 40 countries that work across different tech-enabled sectors. So from tech in education to tech and creative industries to tech and health or tech and society. So looking at frontier technologies, emerging technologies, to green energy and sustainable tech. We support entrepreneurs applying technology across those sectors. And our focus is really that Africans prosper.
So what could be your main goal for the visit to Namibia? Tell us about that.
So Namibia is our newest imprint. We started in 2010, as I mentioned, in Lagos in Nigeria. And then in 2019, we opened in Rwanda, as well as in Kenya. And then last year, we opened here in Namibia. And our focus in Namibia is really to do the things we do, which is support innovators to build sustainable businesses across tech-enabled sectors for prosperity because they're solving problems, but also because the businesses themselves are sustainable and building wealth for the founders and their communities.
Yes.
In Namibia specifically, we're really keen to connect the Namibian ecosystem to the rest of the continent's innovation ecosystem. Because as you know, Namibia has a relatively small market. And so we see that the opportunity we've got is because we're connected to the rest of the continent. There's a real opportunity to export and collaborate between Namibia and the rest of the continent. What I'm really looking to do is build and strengthen partnerships that will enable us to do more of that Pan-African connectivity between Namibia and the rest of the continent. So I'm meeting some of our existing collaborators. I'm meeting collaborators that we're exploring partnerships with in the private sector and government, in the innovation ecosystem. So startup founders and their teams and their businesses, meeting them to really strengthen that opportunity that we're building.
Yeah. What are some of the key initiatives your company is currently part of and working on the Namibian landscape?
I think for us, we have a methodology at CC Hub. And that methodology is rooted in ecosystems.
Yeah.
And ecosystems and social capital. By social capital, we mean networks and community. So the basis of our work in Namibia is to build a community of innovators, whether those innovators are in academia, whether they're working and building businesses, whether they're in corporates, whether they're in multinationals. The first thing we're doing is building ecosystems. And those ecosystems we build by doing events, mixers, connecting people, and running different activities from our physical space that we've got here in Windhoek. And so that underpinning of ecosystem is the first thing. And we've been doing that since we've been open over a year ago. On top of that, we then layer different types of activities. Mm-hmm. One example is that we're working with NAST, the Namibia University of Science and Technology, to help them support their innovation, creativity, and entrepreneurship course with their students. Because obviously the academic institutions have the sort of theory and that capability. What we bring is the connection to the ecosystem of builders and innovators. And so we help them with that course and we deliver some of the modules to their students. That's one example of a partnership that we've got. We've also got another partnership with NIPDB to do a number of activities and initiatives to strengthen the work that NIPDB is doing and linked to what I was saying about exploring that opportunity to take Namibia to the rest of the continent. In addition to that, we run hackathons, different types of mixers to help innovators build products, understand their ecosystem, and just build for African prosperity. You'll hear me say that a lot because that's really the focus. How can we use technology? How can we use innovation to build prosperity in African countries?
How do you see the combination of technological advancements and the involvement of the government and future entrepreneurs working together through your intervention to make it successful?
At CC Hub, we work based on various sort of concepts and principles, and one of them is the triple helix model. And the triple helix model is based on this idea of government, academia, and private sector working together.
Yeah.
Government, because government obviously create the enabling environment, they create the guardrails. Government is able to bring scale to whatever initiative anyone is doing. So government's role in innovation and development is critical. You cannot overstate it. Academia, because all of the intellectual, well, a lot of the intellectual capability, research, experimentation and development happens in academia. Mm. And one thing I can say about Namibia, traveling across the continent, is you have a strong higher education ecosystem here. Your universities are quite good, right? And so there's a lot of knowledge that sits in academia. And the triple helix principle or model tries to get out that intellectual capacity into real life application through commercialization of research, through taking research and development products to market and so on, which is where the private sector comes in. Because the private sector has the capability to build business, right? And take things to market and build business models around them. So our model at CC Hub tends to look at those three stakeholders. And within the private sector, there's obviously multiple stakeholders. There's the startups, there's the multinationals, there's the corporates. And so we try and bring all of those parts together and broker the connections between all of those three parts. So for example, another project we've done in Namibia was a project called UniInnovators, which is a program that supports innovators in higher education institutions, students, to develop products and take those products to market and build startups out of those products. So they went through a whole process of supporting them to develop the idea, supporting them to develop the prototype of the product, supporting them to then open their own businesses. And so we had three teams, I believe, from NAST who participated in that. They went to Germany. They went to Kenya to engage with their peers and build out the businesses to, to a point where you can take it to market. And in fact, some of those UniInnovators were in Lagos just this last week attending Moonshot. Moonshot is fast becoming one of Africa's biggest technology gatherings on the continent. And we were with three Namibian innovators last week in Lagos. So those are the types of things we tend to do. Those innovators were supported to travel to Lagos. They received funding to build their businesses. And really, those university innovators are now firmly in the private sector because now they're business owners and we're supporting them to take their business to market and grow the business and so on.
What is next for CC Hub and what strategies would you employ to increase the Namibian footprint for the improvement of the local economy?
So I think the first thing to note is CC Hub, we can only be an enabler.
Yeah.
Right. And we don't imagine for one day that we're responsible or able to do anything for Namibia in that sense. It's more, how do we collaborate? Because Namibians are in Namibia building, right? And so us as a company is about finding our role within that ecosystem of people already building. And as I mentioned earlier, ecosystems and community are one of our biggest ways of working. And so really our strategy is continue to support the ecosystem of people that are already building and enabling the work that we're already doing. We see our role as accelerating. So things that we support, they'll probably happen anyway, right? It's just we can help make it quicker, right? So the example I gave with UniInnovators, those innovators, they'll probably build their businesses anyway, but our role is how can we shorten their journey? How can we help them avoid pitfalls? How can we connect them to other markets quicker than they might have? So that's our strategy here, is finding our role within the ecosystem and then accelerating the growth of the ecosystem based on the networks that we have, the experience that we have.
Then how important is it that entrepreneurs have the support and facilities you offer available for them to improve their business interests?
Entrepreneurs need a lot of support anywhere in the world, right? Entrepreneurs, first of all, need an entrepreneurial mindset to know that you can build something sometimes out of nothing based on passion, drive, knowledge, networks. And so that's something that we support with when we're thinking about infrastructure, is helping people develop their entrepreneurial mindset.
Yes.
Another thing that entrepreneurs need is community, because nobody can build a business, a sustainable business, a business at scale by themselves. They need access to like-minded people. They need access to talent in different areas. That's another area of infrastructure, access to talent. Entrepreneurs also need infrastructure to help them actually create the product, whatever the product is. It might be a software product, it might be a hardware product. They need that infrastructure around building the product. They need infrastructure around distribution. If it's a physical product, the physical logistics around it. If it's a software product, they also need distribution. So those are the types of infrastructure that we provide. As I mentioned, we have a physical space, co-working space, where entrepreneurs can come and work out of, where they get some of those things, right? They get workspace to work out from. They get community, people to engage with. Entrepreneurs also need money. And so often in our programs, there will be some seed capital attached to help those entrepreneurs build out the businesses. Yeah. And then we connect them to, the scale of our funding is to catalyze and accelerate, as I mentioned. So we also build an ecosystem of other capital that the entrepreneurs can access. So those are the types of infrastructure needs that we know entrepreneurs have that we try and provide.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, I have one last question. What role do you see CC Hub playing in the green energy sector of Namibia?
CC Hub, as a company, we're increasingly interested in green and sustainable tech. And so we're building out programming in that area. And similar to all the work we do, it's about how do we connect entrepreneurs to markets, entrepreneurs to other entrepreneurs. And so that would be a similar thing we would be trying to do in Namibia. How do we, first of all, we need to understand the ecosystem, support the local ecosystem to grow, and then connect that ecosystem to opportunities elsewhere in the continent. As I'm sure you know, energy, the continent is really energy poor because of various historical issues that we won't go into. But we see a real opportunity to connect places like Namibia, where there is investment in developing green technologies. For example, we see an opportunity to connect Namibia to other countries like Nigeria, Kenya, where we are, and elsewhere where we're working. So that's one idea that we've got. We also support local innovators to build out, because in any sector, and I know I said ecosystem a lot of times, but in any sector, there has to be different scales of business and different types of businesses for the sector to work. So what we're trying to understand at the minute is, what's the green economy ecosystem here?
Yeah.
What are the gaps in the ecosystem, and how can we support new businesses to emerge to fill those gaps? And then how do we connect that ecosystem to markets outside of Namibia?
Thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you.
Same here. Thank you for having me.
The Lead Story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.